in the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in committee items. I would remind members of their obligation under the Councillors Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, state in the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item, but should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item is ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where councillors considered any exempt matters. Members should remember the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it's lit up, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it's been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you're attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak. I'll bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. So for instant messages, if you can, keep the following letters: Q for question, C for comment, P to propose, S to second, and please refrain from making any other comments using instant messages. And members are reminded they're personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Okay, so any apologies this evening? No apologies. And okay, just want to take the opportunity to welcome Elaine Kirk as Director of Assistant Director of People and Legal. So you're very welcome, Elaine. Any declarations of interest? Okay, so we'll go to the action sheet of Strategy and Policy Resource Committee of the 11th of December. Go to page 1, 2, 3 pages. Can I have a proposer and seconder, please? Proposed by Councillor Byrne. And seconder? Seconder by Councillor Clare. Clare. Okay. Yes, Councillor Riley.
It was just on the action sheet, Una.
Okay.
It was on the action sheet.
Yes, go ahead, Behemoth.
Yeah, the very last one, where I had asked that the Council write to the relevant minister in the Assembly about water, NI Water, stating that any building that's been unoccupied for 5 years be treated as a new build. It was just that specific issue on it. I don't see that included in it. If we did write, it just says writing to them in general about planning.
Is that SPR
215, 214? Yeah, it's difficult for me to go out of my screen and then go back in. Look, I'll email it to Sarah later if that's any easier.
I think Jonathan's going to come in on
that. We have the detail of what was discussed at the meeting. That has been raised. That'll be raised with NI Water. We're aware of the issue that you had raised, Councillor. Yeah, having it finalised, there are no response.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you. No other matters arising? Okay, so we'll move on to item 4. So that's the Regional Innovation Hub, Queen's University, Belfast, MOU, and Conor Mallon.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. This report is to seek approval from members for recommendations in 3.1 of the report. This is in relation to the signing an MOU with Queen's in respect of the Regional Innovation Hub under the study deal pillars of projects. So, as I say, the recommendation is to note the development of the Regional Innovation Hub and to approve the establishment of an MOU with Queen's University to promote further cooperation and collaboration between Queen's and NMDDC.
Yeah, just a question. Good to see this moving forward. Obviously, the collaboration and cross-border collaboration with other innovation centres, especially the MOU of Queen's, does that give us a scope to work closer with DKIT? Obviously, they've become under the Queen's umbrella as well, and given that we have the strategic alliance with Louth County Council. That would be interesting.
There's options across both DBAC and the Strategic Alliance with Live through the City deal and through any partnership with Queens as they sort of build that partnership with DKIT. So yes, there's opportunities across the board.
Yeah, I think something in the same vein. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I was thinking of North South Corridor, such as Belfast, Dublin. And again, I just sort of thought, you know, the like of the Dublin University as well, is there scope? I know we're talking about here Queens, but is the scope of that as well to broaden that out and give it a bit more body?
Chair, within the DBAC, one of the partners is DCU. And they're engaged and they work closely with Queens as well, and they have partnership and MOUs with the universities across the island. So that them partnerships are established and working.
Yeah. And Chair, just one more thing. Do you see the JR, judicial review is going on? Would that potentially have a negative impact on this? This drags on.
So we're in a position to discuss the JR, Councillor. We know it's in front of the courts in March again. And we wouldn't be, as I say, we're not in a position to discuss any implications of the JR.
But I just noted that, and I was just hoping that this wasn't the type of action that wouldn't thwart something that's very positive for Uri. Yeah, I'm happy to say it, yeah.
Right, Henry, are you looking to come in online? John Beatt, I think.
That's it. Yes, Una, thank you. I'd just like to point out that each border region are doing a lot of work on, in collaboration with different universities on the life sciences issue. And it might be useful to just touch base with them to see what's going on. I know there's been a massive amount of work done on it. Chairman, I'm just slightly concerned that the hub would be located in the new civic centre whenever there is a possibility that may not proceed. So it would be sensible from a management point of view to have a backup location identified just in case. I'm proposed to propose it or second it if need be, Chair.
Doesn't matter.
Henry, can you just clarify what your proposal is?
What's that?
Can you just clarify what your counter proposal is?
Oh no, I'm not counter proposing. I'm happy to propose it as it sits, but just from a practical management point of view, it may be sensible to have a backup location to locate it. That's all I was saying.
Officers have noted that then. Okay, Councillor Riley.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Anybody else looking in or? Happy to continue. Okay. So that's proposed by Councillor Byrne and seconded by Councillor McAteer. Item 5 is DFI Greenways offer of funding. Honour Mellon's going to take that.
Thanks, Chair. Again, this report, again, is to seek Council support to approve capital match funding for the project with a contribution over 2 years as set out in Section 4.1 of the report. The Council accept the DFI letter of offer for the three projects. Newry to Points Pass, Greenway, Newry on the Newry Canal Towpath, Downpatrick Dourglass Greenway, and Ballinahinch Spur Greenway, same thing to Ballinahinch, and to approve the attached business case. To appoint consultants from the Belfast City Deal Framework to look at the feasibility and design work for the three greenways. So, as I said, in the resource implications, it's 50% match funding, with the other 50% from DFI. So, take any questions.
Okay,
Councillor
Cahill-King, you want to propose?
Proposal to accept the officer's recommendation. The Greenway projects are a fantastic asset for the people of this district, and the section from Newry to Omeath in particular has been hugely successful. You know, we are seeing events such as the park run that we worked hard at securing in operation, I think, near a year now. So we can see that it is clearly valued by by the local people, and I do hear that on a daily basis. So, and it's also great to see the advancement on other greenway areas across the district. So it's a no-brainer to get behind and support. So happy to propose.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Hoy?
Yes, thanks, Chair. Just a comment, really, but just to second and welcome this paper. It's really exciting to see this come to Rowallan as well, alongside Downpatrick to Auraglass as well, which is close to where I grew up, actually. But, yeah, I just think it's really welcome. It's great to see this come to the district. I think it's really encouraging to promote our green spaces, and just I look forward to the proposals as they go forward, and just encourage as much engagement with the local and communities as much as possible.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else looking to come in? We'll do have a proposer and seconder there. Oh, sorry, Councillor McCullough.
No, it's fine. Thanks. Yeah, again, I don't want to let the opportunity go past, really, to welcome this. Again, it really is marvellous to see that, you know, there's three different areas going to benefit from this. And, you know, the greenways are such a tourism driver and, of course, local use as well, even as opposed to the active travellers or versus it. You know, I think this is really going to open up so many opportunities. You know, and I think back to volunteers there in Newry, for example, who worked immensely over the years to retain the different stretches and the gates along it, and you know, in a sense, they've been rewarded, been recognising this in a sense that there's a possibility now, a good possibility of that opening up all sorts of opportunities just between Newry City right out to Points Pass and return. You know, it's really, really brilliant, really good positive news. Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Byrne is coming in the chamber, and then a note that Councillor Bowsey and Riley are coming in online. So go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Yeah, great to see this advancing. I think January is a really busy month for the Greenway. I've started running on the Greenway, and I could not believe the amount of people that is on.
Couldn't resist telling everybody else.
No, I had to get it in there. I'm the one that's panting as I'm going along after the first kilometre, like everyone else is running like gazelles. But I suppose my question is around the 90k that's coming from in year, and I understand, I respect the fact that we didn't know when the timing of the funding would come, so we're just adding that. Is that additional capital to what we discussed at SFWG yesterday? It's not additional, it's already included and in that capital programme? Yep, that's okay. That clarifies my question.
Great.
Thanks, sir. It's up in front of the committee for approval tonight, following normal governance, so if it's approved tonight, it will then make its way onto the capital programme.
Okay, and I suppose that's the point, and I suppose with a number of these papers tonight, of all these additional capital that could be compiled together for a proposal to go into SFWG next week, instead of adding that forward into the rate payer from the capital reserves, but I suppose that's something that we'll pick up at SFWG next Tuesday.
Marie's
looking
to come in. Okay, so Councillor Bowsey, online.
Does Henry need to go first, or are you happy for me to go first?
That was his last one, so it's you and then Henry.
Okay. Yeah, work away, Colin.
Yeah, I think greenways are to be welcomed, as is the funding for the exploration of the viability of them. I try to balance the need for new walking trails with the privacy of landowners, which is always going to be one of the most difficult aspects. For me personally, I'd like to see the 2 mile missing footpath between Crossgar and Saintfield completed, which would connect the entire A7 between Downpatrick and Belfast, which would be a lot more achievable.
On the agenda, we're talking about the greenways, so you can take that up with, you know, the officers outside of the meeting if you want.
Well, we're talking about the prioritisation of funding for walking trails.
But you're talking about a public footpath, and it's not on the agenda.
I'm talking about some activity. Well, I can move on anyway.
If you call them, I'm just pointing out that it's not on the agenda. It's not part of the meeting notes either.
Well, I think that's so a very strict interpretation of... Well, I'll move on then.
Callum, can you just stop talking over the top of me? It's not on the item for agenda for discussion. You can take it up, and you're not actually a member of the committee. So I'm going to bring in Councillor Riley. Thank you.
I couldn't actually hear you. I didn't realise you were speaking.
That's fair enough. I'm going to bring in Councillor Riley.
Yeah, thanks, Una. I just wondered, when you say pathway, greenway, what is the definition of a greenway? Because the Amalong Coastal Path was muted once as a greenway that could be extended. But I just wanted to know how we define what a greenway actually is, because they're not green. They're just pathways like the canal walk or whatever. Just wondering for how do we actually define a greenway?
Is anybody able to answer that in the chamber, or would we have to take that back to somebody who's an expert in greenways?
Yeah, I think we can engage with DFI, and they have programs which support active travel and greenways, and we can get a definition of each that we can bring back to the committee so that there's further understanding of what each means. A greenway, very hard to define, and I wouldn't want to try because I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Ian. And I think that actually ties in with what Colin was mentioning about pathways and whatever, you know. We need to get that definition for when we're applying for future funding. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. So we've got a proposer and seconder, so we're going to move on now, okay?
So you're not going to let me speak on Ballinahinch?
Ballinahinch? Sorry, go on ahead. What's your comment?
So, as I say, I didn't realise you were trying to come in. I was agreeing to move on to the item. So the item I was going to say is the issue with the Ballinahinch Junction Spur is the Ballinahinch Bypass, which is going to be going right through the old railway in the next few years' time, supposedly. And it's even going to take out the old railway bridge that you would be starting your walking trail from if you were to do the Ballinahinch Spur part. So if you are wanting to do that part of the route, you would need to be talking to the DFI design team as soon as possible. But I certainly wouldn't want to be holding up the bypass any longer as it's already been delayed almost 70 years. Thanks.
Thanks for your comments. I would imagine that would form part of the feasibility study, but it's important to note your comments at this point, so thank you. I think I would maybe feed that in to officers as well, Callum. I have it in writing. Thank you. Okay, so we're just going to move on. So items 6 to 20 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of the Schedule of Local Government Act. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. So I would ask for proposer and seconder to go into closed session. And proposed by Councillor O'Hare and seconded by Councillor Rice. So, whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 6, DERA funding, air quality monitoring equipment. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Howe, seconded by Councillor McAteer, to note the report and approve the procurement and installation of the additional air quality monitor. Item 7, Carlingford Greenway final funding approval. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Cahill King, seconded by Councillor Mallers, that the Council note the final letter of offer available to the project from the EU InterEd programme, DFI Active Travel Blue Stroke Green Fund and the Shared Island Fund, and the final agreed business case for the project works on the northern section. Item 8, Donard Park Works. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Rice, seconded by Councillor Howe, to approve the appointment of contractors for the installation of automated barriers and lighting infrastructure at Donard Park in line with the Council's procurement policies and the required capital budget for delivery of the works as set out in the officer's report. Item 9, Leisure Centre Capital Works. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Mallers, seconded by Councillor Hanlon, to proceed with the capital works in line with the Council procurement policies and approve the required capital budget for delivery of the works as set out in the officer's report. Item 10, Annalong Community Centre Contractor Procurement and Appointment. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Rice, seconded by Councillor Riley, to procure and appoint a contractor to undertake the required works as outlined in the officer's report. Item 11, Colchale Town Hall. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Rice, seconded by Councillor O'Hare, to defer this item to be tabled at a future committee meeting. Item 12, Collecting Together Communities as Curator Project. It was approved on the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor McAteer, to approve the letter of offer from the Esme Fairburn Foundation for its Collecting Together Communities as Curators project, the recruitment of a funded part-time project officer to support the project, and the implementation of the project, including any necessary procurements. Item 13, Peace Plus Staff Recruitment. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Mathers, to approve under the ERT Department AONB and Geopark structure the creation of an additional post and associated recruitment for one full-time equivalent staff resource to deliver the associated Heat Plus project actions. Item 14, lease of the Generator House, Newcastle Harbour. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Rice and seconded by Councillor McAteer to extend the term of the lease as outlined in the officer's report to 33 years from the 1st of September 2023, subject to the departmental consent. Item 15, renewal of the lease of the car park at Greenbank, Newry. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Mallard, seconded by Councillor Byrne, to enter into a further lease of lands with the property name for a term of 3 years, subject to the rent set out in the officer's report. Item 16, surrender of lease at Main Avenue, Newry. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Mather, seconded by Councillor Byrne, to permit the club named in the officer's report to surrender the sublease in respect of the lands at Main Avenue, Newcastle. Item 17, acquisition of land at Camilla Lake. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Mather, seconded. Sorry, I'll go back over this. Item 16 is the surrender of lease at Main Avenue, Newry, not Newcastle. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Mather, seconded by Councillor Byrne, to permit the club named in the officer's report to surrender the sublease in respect of the Main Avenue in Newry. So item 17, acquisition of land at Campbell Lake. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Mather, seconded by Councillor Byrne, to purchase the land shown on map 2 outlined in green from the private landowner referred to in their officer's report at the purchase values quoted, subject to retention of right-of-way. Item 18, extension of the IT contract. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor McAteer, to extend the current contract for performance management system for a one-year licence period and to recontract the purchase-to-pay system via the G-Cloud for a two-year licence period. Item 19, capital works at Dunleith Park. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Hanlon, seconded by Councillor Orla King, to approve the submission of a grant funding application, the required council match funding, and the appointment of a contractor for the delivery of capital works at Dunleith, as set out in officer's report. Item 20, Cabroni Cafe and Castlewell Forest Park. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor O'Hare, seconded by Councillor Rice, to grant a data variation and novation agreement in relation to Kilbrony Cafe and Castlewell and Forest Park and to agree the proposed repayment plan. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Rice, that the Chief Executive contact all members of Council to advise agreement had been sought and given at SPR Committee held on the 22nd of January 2026 and a full agreement from all members is forthcoming, the Chief Executive can proceed to engage with the company. Okay, so item 21 is for noting, so if we could have a proposer and seconder for it, please.
Proposed
by Councillor Byrne, and if we could have a seconder, Councillor Mallers. Okay, so just before we wrap up, I just want to go back over with Connor around the queries around the definition of a greenway. So I'll just hand over to him then, okay?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. And as you said, under item 5, there was a request for the specific definition of a greenway. I didn't have it at hand at the time, the DFI's best definition, but I have it now and I would like to just update members on what it is. It's the DFI greenway refers to strategic routes designed to provide safe off-road walking and cycling opportunities. These greenways are part of a broader initiative to improve active travel networks linking various communities, workplaces and leisure facilities. So I hope that provides the clarity in that matter.
Connor, if I could suggest that could be circulated to all councillors just for total clarity, and yeah, that would be brilliant. Okay, so that will wrap up SPNR this evening. So thanks for all the engagement and safe home, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.